And that's what I'm trying to say. There's so much about the Course in Miracles that I could be a pilot with. You know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. I've worked with so many people so many years. I've seen so many of the patterns, and I could give you the benefits of all of that if you didn't think you were so unique.
And proud of it.
Yeah, it's like that's what we don't realize, is that that's what stops so much of the knowledge of God from getting to us immediately. It's because we think we're so different. And so if I could shorten that time, I would say one thing. That would be that the Course is about remembering only. It's only about remembering that this Course is not beyond immediate learning unless you believe what God wills takes time. It's about remembering that I gotta let my littleness go, and remembering that my greatness is only as close as my desire for. It's remembering you cannot find salvation in your own way. See what I'm saying? It's about remembering. The ego says, it's about analyzing that. It's about trying to break that down and understand that. And it's not. It's about me remembering that every time I cherish a grievance, that's my way of delaying my own happiness, because for some reason I think I don't deserve it right now. And that is my problem, not what I think the person is doing to me. See, I need to remember that. So that's what the Course means when it says it's about remembering. It's not about analyzing it. It's not about you deciding that you can figure out how to make it all work within your own life. It's about, if you remember that problem that you're having is a grievance that's being cherished, that's the idea that will create a healing in that situation and your perception of that situation in a way that works for you. Like if you wonder, well, where does the healing come from? The healing comes from the minute you're willing to remember the truth. You set into motion a chain of events and thoughts that heal the situation. But just remembering the truth is enough. And we're saying, remember the truth, and then what? And he says, no. You don't remember the truth. You won't remember this 30 minutes after you've heard it. That's the problem, Earl, is you forget this. You talk, well, it's like I'm going to remember it now all the time, and then I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with all this truth I'm remembering. He said, no, you're kidding yourself. Your challenge is to just remember it 5 minutes past the time this class is over. That's your, don't even worry about what you're going to do with it yet. We're going to get to do with it later. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We need to get with some you remembering it for a little bit.
Yeah.
And the ego is like, well, what's next? It's like, no, you won't even remember to say you're cherishing your littleness the next time you're upset with somebody today. You're gonna, your mind is gonna go, see what that so-and-so did to me that they should have done. See, I'm right back in regular ego mind again. So the challenge is to remember to stay conscious. Right. Not what I'm gonna do with the consciousness I'm remembering. Don't worry about what you're gonna do with the truth that you're remembering. He's saying that we're just in the remembering state. Okay? And that's your and he says that's the purpose of a real relationship with somebody, is when you're in a real relationship with somebody, what you're doing is you're helping each other remember. That's a valuable relationship that helps you remember you're innocent, and that you want it now, and that you deserve it now, and that you're not guilty. And I said, that's a holy relationship. You need to be in a relationship that in every instant, that's what you all are choosing to remind each other of. He says, that's what you want, because that'll allow you all to have all the happiness you could possibly have in your relationship right now. And then out of that joy that you all are experiencing just from being around each other, since you're in a physical world, then that joy has to create physical forms. And all of a sudden your physical body is surrounded by forms of joy. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm through. I'm through.
Let me record that.